people of Earth, and welcome to the Stallone Podcast. My name is Paul Scheer. I am your host for this. All right, last week was shitty. Obviously, we had some ups, we had some downs. Stallone never showed up, but over the weekend, I actually was able to contact a couple different people, and I feel like we are going to be able to get him on Skype soon. Not today. Not today. What I can do, actually, what I really would like to do is, like I said, I'm friends with a lot of different people, a lot of celebrities, and there's one guy who, a very good friend of mine, Rob Hubel. We did a show called Human Giant together, and I know that he did a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and they hung out a lot. So I have a gut feeling that Rob and Jean-Claude may have even, like, bumped into Stallone, like maybe Stallone visited the set or something. So what I'm going to do is take my microphone out and go and talk to Rob about his encounter with Stallone. All right. This is good. I'm excited. Week two, we're on track. And I think I feel really good about this week. We're going to finally get to your questions. We're going to finally talk to Stallone. And look, we got Rob Hubel. It's like, that is literally 1 degree of separation from Stallone. And I feel like he's going to definitely have some really good anecdotes because Rob is a great storyteller. So here we go. I'm here with Rob Hubel, a good friend of mine. He works all the time in a million different TV shows and movies. And I'm sure that, Rob, you have met Sylvester Stallone, right?
Have I what? Have I met him?
Yeah, have you ever met Sly?
No, of course not. He's a major major celebrity, and you know that I have not met him. I mean, you and I are friends, and I would have told you if I'd ever met him.
Well, I mean, but maybe, like, I don't know, like a premiere or something like that?
No, I would have fucking just mentioned it just now. We're talking about Sylvester Stallone. I don't have time. What are we talking about?
Just give me a couple more minutes. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bother you, but, like, just think. Like, you ever, like how about, like, was there, like, a, I don't know, like...
I remember, I've seen his, like, in a video store. I remember seeing, like, movies of his on the shelf.
You saw, like, VHS boxes with...
Sure, yeah. I can remember, yeah, in, like, the late 80s or mid 90s, seeing things like Rambo and First Blood, and, even renting those movies. So, yeah, sure, I guess if you think that means that I've met him, then yes, I met him.
I think it seems like it really affected your life in a major way, right? Would you say that?
No, I would absolutely not. Let's be very clear about this. I couldn't be more clear. He has not affected my life at all. I know who he is because he's a movie star.
Right.
I don't stop saying right.
I just feel like when someone is a movie star, we kind of know who they are, and I feel like that makes you able to answer a question. I feel like you could answer a question in the mindset of Stallone, right?
Stop saying right. No, I'm.
Just answer a question. All right, just here. Okay, great. This one's from Nick Bolton. He wrote, "What role took the largest physical toll on your body during filming?"
Well, first of all, who's Nick Bolton?
He's a super fan, a Stallone super fan, and he wants to know what movie took the most toll on Sly Stallone. So, you know, what do you think? As the biggest Sly Stallone fan.
Again, I'm not the biggest Sly Stallone fan. I told you up front, I know that I know who he is.
You did a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme, true or false?
It's not pronounced Jean-Claude Van Damme, it's pronounced Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yes, I did a movie called Welcome to the Jungle with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And he was an expendable. So by the Kevin Bacon method, you are almost like best friends with Sylvester Stallone.
Okay, fine. What is the question? Which movie that I did
not you, Stallone, but you're answering as Stallone.
That's why I said which movie that I did.
Well, you didn't do a voice.
I have to do a fucking voice of Stallone?
So which movie took the largest physical toll on your body during filming?
Yo, I mean, it's gotta be like fucking over the top, that arm wrestling movie and shit. Because
I feel like an idiot.
That was great. Like, I feel like we really got some insight to Stallone. I feel like you really know him. You were great. That was great.
Anyways, yeah, it was over the top because it was arm wrestling and I only used one of my arms, so it
maybe got... Maybe you shouldn't use the voice. Don't do the voice.
Fuck, man. What? All right.
I think we got it. I think
let me just explain right. why yeah. over
sure.
the top.
Sure.
Because I only use one of my arms, and so obviously that arm would get really out of proportion with the rest of my body, and I'd look like a fucking crab, you know, with a giant arm and then one little tiny claw on the other.
All right, great. That sounds great. I like it. Great answer. See, you do know more than you... This is great. This, I think the fans want to know this kind of stuff. Crab arms. Thank you, Rob Hubel.
You're going to get in a lot of trouble for this podcast.
No, I won't.
Fuck. Didn't think he wouldn't. I didn't know him. Yeah. I thought, you know, I mean, well, what positives? The positives of that. He did a great impersonation of Stallone. That was a positive. Bet you a couple of you probably tuned in late. On I don't even know how you can tune in late to a podcast because you got to start it. But it may be like if a friend walked into the room, you're like, oh, is that Stallone? No, it's not. But it's Rob Hubel doing Stallone. Okay. No, you know what? Positive energy, positive vibes. I'm keeping it going. Stallone Podcast is a success. It is going to be a success. Sylvester Stallone will be here. And if he is not here by Friday, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I had a baby recently, and I just want him to be proud of me. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm doing a lot of stuff lately. I just want to have that, like, you know, stuff lasts forever. And internet, you can't get stuff off the internet, but I don't want him to be embarrassed. Still in podcast, I'm Paul Scheer. See you next episode.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.